You've heard me talk about Bill as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live. And they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium card, Obsidian card, and Blue card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license for MasterCard International Incorporated.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of our Quick Hits. For those who are new to the show, this is usually our up-to-date kind of news in the world of points and miles and travel. However, my wife Taryn and I, we are on our one-month honeymoon, about halfway through it, and so these quick hits are much shorter, and as we're not really, or I'm not trying to track with all the updates in travel and points and miles news because I'm trying to enjoy the honeymoon, obviously, this is going to be more so tailored around what we've done at this point in our honeymoon, and if there's major breaking news that I've seen at least, I will share that, which I don't really have any major news that's come across my email or from my virtual desk, if you want to call it, from a points and miles standpoint. I have seen the WhatsApp community chat has been really amazing to see the conversation. I'll wake up because we're in Fiji right now. We're 17 hours ahead. So I'll wake up to see an entire day's worth of chat and communication and questions asked and people sharing their pictures and trips. And I know that some people have gone to the Maldives and gone to some really incredible places. It looks like Paris as well and Italy. And I love to see the travel that you all are doing. It is so encouraging to see. And I know it sets some goals and sights for others of amazing places to go to. As I record this right now, and I apologize if sound quality is not great, I'm using my remote mic as we're traveling here. We are at Namale Resort in Fiji. This is Fiji's number one resort. Not number one adults only, not number one all-inclusive. This is Fiji's number one resort, period. But it also happens to be adults only and an all-inclusive. And our stay here has been absolutely incredible. I know in last week's Quick Hits, I talked about how we loved the Fijian culture and how everywhere you went, everyone said bula, they were smiling, they were friendly. I've come to understand that that wasn't just that specific property to Nuku Resort, which again, SLH property, Hilton property, that is just the culture in general. And it is absolutely amazing here. I've not been to Bora Bora, but I would say I would put this place above even the Maldives from the experience of culture, because we've been to the Maldives twice, and a lot of the people that work on the hotels and different islands in the Maldives are travelers from all over the world. A lot of India, but all over the world. I think one of our guest services concierge was from Mexico that worked with us, and she was amazing. But here, like, the culture is deeply, deeply, deeply Fijian. A lot of the people that work here are cousins or work in different resorts are all cousins of each other. They're from the same village. So it's really immersive in a really interesting way. But the resort we're staying at, absolutely incredible. Now, to be really, really clear, this is not a points play at all. You probably could use a points travel eraser or book through a travel portal, something like that. But this is not a Hilton. This is not a Hyatt or anything like that. This is a privately owned resort. Now, in full transparency, we do have an actual sponsorship deal with the resort. So we're doing some content creation for them while we're here. We are shooting their New Year's event and highlighting their resort and their property in a lot of amazing ways. So they've given us a really, really cool run of the place as well. But regardless, I will tell you that this resort is a place that I've never seen anything like this before. From the standpoint, when we checked in, to give you an idea, there were only a total of 16 guests in total. And here on New Year's, we're looking at about, I think, closer to 28. And they have a capacity max of maybe 40 people on the entire property. That's 500 some acres. The villas here are incredible. This is absolutely where you want to go for a honeymoon, an anniversary. Basically, every single couple here that we've met or that's introduced themselves, they're all here on a honeymoon. And the way they cater to service here is on an entire other level. So this is an amazing place. They do have a sister property. As I'm recording this, I don't remember the name. But as they said, it's very similar, but that one allows kids. This one is adults only. But I will also say part of the Fijian culture is that connection with kids and family. I think the average family here has 5 children, which is why at the last property, I didn't know this until after recording, that when you check in, and this is at Nanuku, so anyone that's interested in coming to Fiji and using some Hilton points like we did, when you come to Fiji or come to Nanuku, and I'm sure many other properties are like this, but specifically we can talk about Nanuku, when you check in and they know you have a child that you're bringing, they assign a nanny for that child when you check in. And it's, I believe, 1-to-1 or maybe 1-to, like, how many kids you have. So it's not like your nanny is going to be with your kids and then someone else's kids. Like, your nanny is with your kids. It was really cool because kids would go off and like play with frogs or catch frogs during the day and go like fishing with their nanny and swimming and doing all the things. So I never saw, there's many times that there are couples that we assumed didn't have kids, but then we would see that their kids would kind of run up to them around dinner time or something like that because they had just been with a nanny all day. So a really, really unique experience if you're looking for the family-friendly version of Fiji. But I would say if you're wanting an unreal couples luxury travel experience, and I'm not saying this because they're sponsoring this, me saying this, I'm saying this because this is truly an incredible destination. 100% Namale is a resort you should check out.
You mean to tell me it's almost 2026 and you're still paying rent without Bilt? We definitely can't have that. Bilt is the loyalty program for renters that rewards you for your biggest monthly expense, rent. With Bilt, every rent payment earns you points that can be used towards flights, hotels, Lyft rides, Amazon.com purchases, and so much more. And when you pay rent through Bilt, you unlock access to exclusive benefits from a network of more than 45,000 merchants. Just link your credit cards, spend at your favorite local spots, earn Bilt points on top of your regular card rewards, and get one step closer to that trip you wanted to take. Personally, I'd redeem my points towards one of my upcoming flights or hotels. Bilt points have been ranked the most valuable point currency by the Points Guy, and they just announced Bilt Cash, a way to unlock even more value from Bilt's partners. It's simple. Paying rent is better with Bilt. Earn rewards and finally get something back for being a renter. Join the loyalty program for renters at joinbilt.com/journey. That's joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you.
We are going to be transitioning or leaving from Namale to go to New Zealand, our next leg. So by the time you probably listen to this, we will already be on our way to or in New Zealand by the time this podcast or this Quick Kits airs. We've spent a total of 6 nights in Namale. That includes New Year's. I'm recording this on New Year's Eve, essentially. And we are running a couple days behind. A little bit of a secret or insider info. When you look at our Instagram, our stories, if you do want to see some of this property, I encourage you to go there if you haven't already. But we run a couple days behind of our actual travels. So while we're on our way to New Zealand, you'll still see some posts of us in Namale Resort before we get to New Zealand. So super excited. The flight to New Zealand, only about 3 hours from Fiji. We've got 2 weeks there. We're starting in Auckland, then flying down south to Queenstown, where we're going to check out Milford Sound and do a lot of really cool, unique things there. Then flying up to Christchurch, renting an RV, spending 6 days in an RV, driving back up all the way to Auckland. So we have a lot left in this honeymoon. We've done some really incredible, interesting things. Last week, you may have saw we did some bull shark diving in Fiji. Fiji's the number one place in the world to do bull shark diving specifically. We weren't in a cage at all. They were free roaming around us. But we'll talk about all this in the podcast. Obviously, we're going to get in a lot more detail, but could not have felt safer as experienced divers. But there's even a diver in our group that this was literally his first open water dive as a certified diver. Not that I'd recommend that, but he also was very, very safe the way that this company specifically that we used did it. So with that, I hope everyone, each and every one of you, have a fantastic New Year celebration wherever you are in the world, whether you're traveling abroad, whether you're staying local, whether you're with friends, with family, or just popping bottles on your own. Hope each and every one of you have a fantastic New Year's. I appreciate the journey that all of you guys have been on with myself and my wife. We appreciate the opportunity to help you all revolutionize your travels and your journeys as well. And love seeing the stories and the community chat and the feedback that we get of some of the incredible travel that you all have done. Again, Fiji has not been on the map. It's not the most talked about points and miles location or destination, not like a Bora Bora or a Maldives, but I will tell you, this is some place that you absolutely want to put on the map. Not great for points, want to be very clear, but there's some incredible places to stay here as well. So with that, I will wrap this one up. Hope you have a fantastic end of the year, fantastic start to 2026. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
I'm Pauline Frommer. I've spent most of my life writing, talking, and thinking about travel. Not just where to go, but how to go in a way that's meaningful. On the Frommer's Travel Show, we explore the trends, people, and ideas shaping how we see the world. If you care about the why as much as the where, I hope you'll join me. You can find new episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
I've heard some crazy travel stories, and I got a few of my own. Travel Tales with Mike Siegel, that's me, is full of funny, inspiring, and wild adventures. Listen now at voyescape.com.
Travel has changed a lot since my father wrote Europe on $5 a day, but our mission hasn't. I'm Pauline Frommer of the Frommer Travel Guides, and on the Frommer's Travel Show, I share practical advice, meaningful stories, and conversations with some of the most trusted names in the industry. If you're looking for ways to travel smarter and bring the world closer, I've got you covered. New episodes weekly at voyescape.com.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.